Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Today, I don't want to talk to the 2018 version of you or the 2019 version of you. I really want to deal with the 2020 version of you, especially when it comes to vision. I always say this, without a vision, people go to another parish. In other words, I say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make people feel it. That we're a church where people's lives are restored and changed. And so I really had a clear path for where I wanted to go. And I want to help you design your life with a real clear-cut purpose. Actually, I'll put a vision board up there on staff here, and they showed me this vision board this week as I was prepping for the sermon. And I want you to pay attention to the little dog there, how cute that dog is. And so in 20, that was their vision for 2013. In 2014, though, they came up with this. It's called Gus. It's the bunny. How many of y'all know that doesn't look at all like the dog? Come on, help me now. And then there's the version two, the failed attempt the next year was this dog, and it doesn't look like the dog at all. But they really weren't focused on the look of the dog. It kept failing. I think Parker's back here right now. This year for Christmas, Parker ends up getting the vision, the exact dog. And when they picked out the dog, they went home and they're like, this dog looks just like the one in the vision. This dog really loves me. I preached with this dog last night up in here. How many of y'all know it's a cute dog? It's such a friendly dog. He likes to kiss. I think he's a French bulldog because he likes a French kiss. Come on, somebody give it up. But let's put the picture up one more time. That looks almost just like the dog. Do you love this dog, Parker? Is it? Yeah, you got your banner, your shirt on and everything. Okay, give that for Parker and his vision coming true in 2020. Yeah, I like the way he holds them. Just in case he needs to puke, you know? This way, all right? Vision matters. Everybody shout, vision matters. So I want you to really just drill into the clarity of what you want out of your life. Now, to know what you want, you got to have a clear vision in front of you. You say, well, I want to have a better year. What's that mean? I want to make more money. What's that mean? Is it $10? Is it $50? What do you want to make? What is the clear-cut goal? Yeah, and I want to help you achieve that. First of all, though, I think the ushers are going to help you here, and all the campuses are going to pass these out right now. I heard Florida had such a record amount of people want these at the first service. They're almost out of these. But right now, the ushers are here, I believe, and they're going to go, and they're going to pass you this card. The reason why this card, I want you to hold it in your hand, is important, is it has a scripture they're going to put up on the screen. God gave me this for you at all of our churches. And he said, pay attention to verse 18 and 19. And notice, we're just leaving the year of 18 and 19. So it's very prophetic. Check this out. Isaiah 43, it says, do not remember the former things. I don't care what happened in 18 and 19. Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Remember not the former things. Everybody shout that. Remember not the former things. In other words, you got to learn to have spiritual amnesia to say, I'm not going to focus on what didn't happen. I'm not going to focus on the bad things that I did, because after all, I'm not what I did. I'm what I do. I'm turning over a new leaf now. I'm heading on the right trajectory for my life. God is doing something in me and for me and to me. I'm not going to let my life pass by and do something just average. I'm called to greatness. So I'm going to forget 18 and 19, and I'm pressing forward to 2020 to live the life of my dreams. In 2020, I'm going to see with 2020 vision, the hopes and dreams become a reality in my life. Can you say amen to that today? Very important. So have a clear-cut goal about what you want to accomplish. The other thing I really want you to deal with is to stop the whole self-sabotaging thing, because people always say, I never, I always. You got a little voice running in your head. And this little voice, I want to kind of shut that voice down and your internal dialogue be renewed to where you're saying good things about you. Notice this. People say stuff like this. They say, hey, that was a great speech. And they go, but I messed it up. Did you not hear that part that I messed up? In other words, they can't receive praise at all. In fact, praise, even if they just accepted, you know, the fact that they were not going to accept it, that'd be one thing, but they have to actually They have to criticize themselves. No, I'm actually going to not praise at all. I'm going to criticize. You say, that's a nice jacket. That's a nice suit. Oh, this whole thing, I got it at Goodwill. You did a great job selling. You know, I mean, you crushed that. Look what you did. And you say, well, I only did that because Bob was off today. You're always bringing in self-criticism. Philemon, the Bible says this in Philemon 1, it says, acknowledge every good gift that's in you. The enemy and the inner me is always voting against you. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. David, you're no good. And then another devil will be, come on and sing it again. No, you got to shut that voice of average down and say, no, no, no. Jesus died on the cross for me. I'm not perfect, but I am forgiven. And I'm not going to replay 18 and 19. Come on, somebody ought to give him praise today. You can do better than that. I know Florida's going crazy. Ferguson's supporting me. Earth City Weldon. You got to say, hey, hang on. I'm going to live my best life now. And I'm actually going to begin to also, and this is going to be hard for some of you, I'm going to praise some parts about me. That's so hard for so many people. Now, sometimes I fail, you know, at a sermon, but I don't leave the sermon going, oh man, 9 o'clock was horrible. I went to Earth City and I failed. I just can't face the people at 9:45. I can't do it. How many of y'all expect me to come up and do my best? You get what you pay for. That's why it's so bad. Y'all don't give any money. Come on, somebody help me. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. No, but so so what I do is I immediately just, kind of like a puppy, I shake it off and I move forward and go, that might not have been my best, but I bet if I watched it over, I bet you there's parts in it that I really, really like, because I refuse to self-sabotage, because I cannot be the best version of me taking the old version of me into this area. So I actually practice praising myself. If you don't toot your own horn, you won't know it's been tooted. You don't pat yourself on the back every once in a while. You got to be, acknowledge, the Bible said, acknowledge every good gift in you, West Palm. You got to begin to say, you know what? Let the weak say, I am strong. It doesn't say, let the weak say, I'm weak. So start praising yourself. Praise is a powerful weapon. Not only praise to God, but praise to yourself. Acknowledge it. When you lose a pound, go, that's awesome. Are you gained 2? Go, thank God I didn't gain 10. Right? You're going to acknowledge every good gift that's on the inside of you, because the enemy and other people, haters, those people don't like you anyway. It doesn't matter what they said about you. It matters what God says about you. And if what God says and what you say lines up, somebody ought to say amen to this right now. It really makes a big difference in your life. You've got to be the person who says good things about you. Stop saying bad things about you. Be very descriptive. If I were to call you up and I were to say, you know, hey, listen, I don't know, Don, you're a great trainer. You got 6-pack abs. And that's all, and I begin to describe great things about him. Very disciplined, great mind, committed man. You know, all these different things about it. That would mean more than me just saying, hey, Don, you're a great guy. The more descriptive you are in appreciation to other people, this works in marriage, in business, the more it brings out the best in them. I always say in corporate leadership that is, you get what you brag on, not what you nag on. Let's all shout that together. You get what you brag on, not what you nag on. So don't brag on yourself and be descriptive. I like the way I like the way I bring humor into my talks. Whether you like it or not, I like the way I break forth a little tune. I'll make love to you like you want me to. I like that. I know you don't like it. My wife likes it. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I don't say, oh my gosh, Joel Osteen would never do that. Yeah, Joel wouldn't. But I'm not Joel. Joel's not me. No matter how bad he wants to be me, he can't be me. But praise brings out the best in you. Now, sometimes we're a little skeptical of praise, though, because people say stuff like, and salesperson would say, you look great in that dress. Oh, my gosh. You look awesome in that dress. Oh, the shoes work perfect. How many of y'all know you're skeptical? That, yeah, I don't know if I believe it or not. But you do believe praise about you. Even as a child, you might tell your child, that's a great painting. Look what you did. That thing, they just scribbled that out in 5 minutes. But if you praise you, and that's why God said, acknowledge every good gift that's in you, because what's happened up to this point is you've self-sabotaged. Every time something good happened to you, you begin to say, I didn't deserve it. I don't know how it happened. And you begin to talk about all the things that you're not. And God's saying, no, acknowledge every good gift. For you to be the best version of you in 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, who could be 28, 27, okay? For you to be the best 10 years you've ever had, you've got to change the way you think so you can change the way you live. And you got to forget about all the past and say 18 and 19, that's over. But 2020 is my year of a supernatural breakthrough. Come on. Florida. Come on, give God praise today at all campus. So I want you to break out your little card. Let's read it together. The reason why I gave you this card, look at your neighbor and say, you're a card. Because I want you to keep it in your pocket. I want you to memorize this. Let's read it together. Ready? Do not remember the... Amen. Now, on the back side of the card, look at this. I think they've got a little video they're going to play, like a little, it shows you what happens when you text this number. What I asked Nicole to do is she gave us rights to use her, all her material. She has goals. It's 5 days, descriptive stuff of goal setting. It's a resource. And when you text that number that's on the back of there, you can actually get these 5 downloads to where every day she talks about session 1, 2, 3, and 4, how to actually communicate on paper, and how to take massive action. Everybody shout massive action. Now, you know this girl's a winner because she landed me. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to this. She knew what she wanted, and she got it. And again, I'm just lying right now. But you can text that number. So this is twofold. One, text this today. Don't put it off to tomorrow, because if you don't do it today, you probably won't do it tomorrow. Everybody plans to do better tomorrow, and they probably would if they started today. So you need to take this gift right now and say, today is the day that I'm going to do what other people do not do, so I can receive the things that other people do not get. Because I'm telling you, it's your season right now for 2020 vision and breakthrough in your life. So again, keep that in your pocket. Let's talk about this real quick. Be careful with words. The Bible said, you're snared by the words of your mouth. You eat good by the fruit of your lips. You have not because you ask not. You have to be careful what you say, because what you say, your mind begins. Your mind's an incredible power. First of all, if you got a mind, raise your hand. All campuses, you got a mind. How many of y'all have given away a few pieces, but you got a lot of it left? Okay. So you have this mind, and this mind wanders. Anybody, even today, your mind will go to Walmart for a minute. It'll run over to PGA Mall. It'll do something. But you get your mind, and the Bible says to take control of your thoughts, because where the mind goes, the man follows. That's why you can be alone in the car and go, there's no way in the car to make you mad. What happened? You were alone with your thoughts. You were alone in the shower, and all of a sudden now your ex is with you. And now your ex-boss is with you. Your ex-coach is with you. You're like, oh, all these people in the shower, because we're not controlling our thoughts, because what we think matters. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So be careful what you think, because what you think gets into your heart. What's in your heart comes out your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth speaks. I know what's on your heart. The little boy is talking about his puppy. I know what's on your heart. I want a man. I want a man. I want a mighty good man. Yeah, I want a man. I want a man with 6-pack abs and a job and a pension. Yeah, I want a man like that. There ain't a man like that. Come on, somebody out there. But you get real, real mental clarity on what you want, but then also be careful what you say, because your mind, again, goes in that area. So I see people say this all the time. They say, I'm sure getting old. First thing to go is my memory. I'm getting Alzheimer's disease. I would never say that. Because your body immediately says, shut down. Don't perform well. I was studying this week by some very impressive minds from Princeton and Yale and different people, and they were doing all this research, and it lines up with the Bible. And they said, you got to be careful, because you'll stand in front of the refrigerator and you'll say this, I'm starving to death. Anybody ever said that? First of all, don't be lazy. St. Louis is lazy right now. Florida, raise your hand right now if you've ever went in and ate a whole bag of Doritos before you knew what happened. Right? So we lose our mind. We're like, man, what happened? Because our brain, we said out of our mouth, I'm starving to death. The fact is, you're not starving to death. I could eat off my right rib for 10 days. I know that for sure. But now your mind triggered your emotions and your thoughts, because back in the day when you could starve to death, back before In-N-Out, back before Cracker Barrel, before Chick-fil-A? Before any of these restaurants, you had to go out and kill your food. Thank God that's over, right? Thank God for DoorDash. You can just order it to your house. But so when your brain triggers and you say it out of your mouth, I'm starving to death, your body immediately begins to think, I need to eat aggressively right now. Instead, for real, as crazy as it sounds, you open the refrigerator and go, man, I'm extremely hungry, and I'm going to take my time and make something healthy. Then your brain sends the signal to go, calm down, you don't need to lose your mind. But you got to be careful what you say. So be extremely cautious what you say. I'm an exaggerator like that. I'll be like, this is unbelievable. I'll eat popcorn and go, unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And it's not really unbelievable. It's just good. Unbelievable would be 2 beautiful eagles flying over my head, dropping popcorn in my mouth while I was walking. That'd be unbelievable, right? But this isn't unbelievable, so we have to be careful not to over-exaggerate. The Bible says, like, your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So while designing your life with a purpose, Stop saying stuff that's sabotaging. It seems like I just look at a cake and gain 10 pounds. No, you don't. So you're like, yeah, I do. No, you didn't. You looked at it and you grabbed it. It was sticking it in your mouth that made the difference, right? So it's like, I don't know. It seems like I'm debt. I just can't get out of debt. I don't know what in the world's going on. I'm just always spending money. It seems like every time. No. Stop that and say, I'm disciplined. I have a budget. I'm blessed. I'm favored. My metabolism works right. I'm healthy. I'm strong. Somebody ought to help me today, at least in Florida. Stop saying what you have and start reprogramming your mind to dream bigger. Anything that I've ever done in life, I when I was becoming a pilot and I didn't have the money to go all the classes that would be necessary, I would sit in a chair and pretend I was flying the plane. I would be like, there's my V speeds. I'm trimming the plane. I can see it right now. The yoke is too heavy right now. It feels like I'm fighting the plane. I just need to be able to finger fly it there. So there it is. There it is. I'm landing. I'm at 110. I'm at 90. I'm at 80. It's flaring. Oh, it's such a smooth landing. Then I would go do it in real life and I'd be like, there it is. Bam! Any landing you can walk away from is a good one, right? But I'm practicing in my mind. Any great athlete, Tiger Woods never said, I'm going to play mini golf all my life. No, he had a bigger vision and then he worked on his mind's eye and then he attracted that through the power of reflection, saying, I'm going to practice and I'm going to continue to practice and eventually it just seems normal for you to win. I'm here to tell you that God did not die, did not send Jesus on the cross for you to just halfway be healed, halfway enjoy your life. I'm telling you that 2020 is going to be 12 months of heaven on earth. Somebody ought to shout amen. Forget about it. Forget about the past. Begin to achieve your maximum performance through operating with real precise clarity. I want you to write that down. Precise clarity. What do you want? I want to get married. What kind of man do you want to marry? You want a black man, a white man? You want a tall man, a short man, a rich man, a poor man, bald man, hairy man? What do you want? You got to be very descriptive. Be as descriptive as you can. Because when if I were to go back and look at whatever we have and whatever we built as a church, it was always in my mind's eye when I would say, someday I will pastor a church in the St. Charles area and I see myself having a highway anointing and I see us having a church off the highway. Then when the biggest bar in the state of Missouri, when they called us and said that they went bankrupt and we could buy the building, I didn't have the money, but I had the vision in me. And I knew that's my building. That's where I belong. Instead, my dad would go through the fancy mall here. It would be like you guys on in Worth in Florida going to Worth. There's a mall here at Frontenac. And my dad would walk through there when I was a child and he would go, we don't belong here. And I would think, wonder why we don't belong here. They have noses, we have noses. They have ears, we have ears. They have eyes, we have eyes. They have legs, we have legs. What is the difference? There was an internal voice self-sabotaging him thinking, we don't belong here. Well, now I walk through the mall, no problem at all. I have to go there if I want to see my wife. Come on, somebody ought to help me. So you have to reprogram your mind so you know you belong there. That's why people self-sabotage in relationships. They go, all I find is losers. I can only find men that are like this. No, there was Bob. What happened to Bob? Well, Bob was too good for me. No, Bob wasn't too good for you. You begin to self-sabotage that because you don't think that you're worth it. I'm telling you that you're designed with a unique thumbprint to leave an imprint, and God has more for you today. And that's the reason why I brought you to Faith Church, every campus, to where you can redesign your life with a personal strategy. Come on, give him praise today to do what he's called you to do. Be specific. And that's, again, why I want you to forget the old things. Let's bring it out again. Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon. Bring out your card. Let's fan yourself with it for a minute, and let's all read it together like good Catholics. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. Do not remember.
Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
It's beautiful. Keep it. Laminate it. Make your wife memorize it. Now I want you to do this. Stop taking little action. Start taking massive action. I'm going to lose weight after I get rid of all the Doritos that are in the house. No. That hit a nerve. No, we got to take massive action and take it to the food pantry. I got one amen. Thank you, sir. Everybody at the church is like, I know I'm going to the food pantry this week, I'm telling you right now. Take massive action. To have massive success, you've got to reinvent yourself and say, wait a minute, I'm not limiting myself to what I was. I'm not limiting myself to education. I am unlimited because I serve an unlimited God and the greater one's on the inside of me. So I'm going to pray like everything depends on me. And I'm going to work like everything depends on me. And what I can't do, the Lord is going to make up in my life in 2020, but it will not be because I made a choice not to take the massive action. Have massive action. And again, if I could go back and do anything, and we've done some great things, but I'd go back and I would say, David, think bigger. Think bigger. Think big. Big, 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 big. Think bigger. 10 times bigger. Than what you, because it's going to cost more to build the house. It's going to cost more to be who you're called to be. It's to just think bigger. That way you're ready to do it because you're well able to possess the land. The Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power. Come on, West Palm. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. The greater one's on the inside of you. Now, here's another thing I want you to write down in 2020 to be super sensitive to the spirit of God. The Bible says this, that my sheep know my voice and that a stranger they'll not follow. You might not feel like, you know, God would ever talk to you because after all, you do not deserve to hear the voice of God because look at everything you've done. Now we want to remember verse 18 and 19, 18 and 18, we're forgetting everything. 19, we got amnesia. Forget it. It's not that it didn't happen. It's that we have chosen not to think about that anymore because it's killing us. So we're saying, no, that's gone. Now I'm moving forward. Knowing this is a new season. This is a new year and his grace is sufficient for me. 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because if not, you'll always be thinking negative thoughts. Trust me, I hear negative stuff all the time. I just got a text before I came up about somebody that their family member had murdered somebody. And it's a terrible, brutal thing. I saw a video this week of a guy who looks like purposefully at Ferguson Florissant at your campus. He drives through the parking lot. Our video cameras catch you. At a full rate of speed, runs right around to the back, drives up the sidewalk, and just rams into your campus at Ferguson. Don't worry, we think it's pretty safe still. But the foundation did move a little. I'm always hearing bad stuff. I'm always hearing that thing. What should we just like build walls around us? Should we encapsulate ourselves? Should we not go outside? Should I play it safe and hide behind a camera? I don't know. No. You gotta forget about the negative stuff and say, I'm not gonna focus on the negative. I'm gonna focus on all the right things that are in my world. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And I'm gonna bring more right into my life. Because if not, you have this negative mindset that'll totally mess up your mind and your spirit. By the way, success, you're called to it. Being blessed, you're called to it. There's girls that need to be rescued in sex trafficking, and only money will do that. There's hospitals and ambulances that we've helped build and buy in Haiti, and I believe there's more that needs to be done. There's all the churches in India. There's more that needs to be done. So don't say, this is enough for me. I'm comfortable. No, there's a whole lot of people on the other end of the world who needs our help, and so it is our God-given right and responsibility to maximize our time here on this people planet. Give God an amen or a clap or something on that. So back to that point here in our last 6 minutes. Listen in the inside. God speaks from the inside out, not the outside in. It's not like God's over here going, hey, Dave, what do you think about that? Hey, you're talking too much. Be nice to Nicole. That was a rude comment you made about her a while ago, living at the mall. You know she doesn't spend as much money as you do. You lied on stage. You're the spender. Okay, that is true, by the way. I do love to shop. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I've never seen a sale I didn't like. Anybody like me and you go to the mall and clothes talk to you? Like, I've had a pair of jeans tell me I'll lose weight. If you buy those jeans, I promise you, I will stop eating. Anybody ever heard that right there? Anybody ever still have those jeans and you still can't zip them up? So God doesn't speak on the outside. The enemy does that. God speaks on the inside. And he says, hey, you haven't prayed today. You know it's a new year. You know you need to take charge of your life. You know I've done a lot of great things for you, but you need to actually take this next step because if not, you're running down the path. I don't want you to go. You'll just hear this still small voice, but the enemy will try to get you to stop listening because in a real life example, in my world, God spoke to me that in 2020, this would be our Jubilee and that all debts would be canceled. All property would go back to its original owner, Florida. I believe that to be our church and all prisoners would be released. Well, I was I was on this stage in a revival, like we're going to have in February down there. And the Lord speaks to me on stage. Again, I heard it in here. I heard there's a guy here that's on house arrest. And I gave that words of knowledge. And I said, this is the year where all prisoners are going to be released. God's going to be doing supernatural things. And the guy didn't respond. Nothing happened. It's no big deal. Then the next night, a guy DMs on Instagram and he says, hey, I was sitting in the crowd and my kids were yanking my house arrest, going, Daddy, it's you. Daddy, it's you. But I was too ashamed. You know that shame will keep you limited. Shame will keep you back. Jesus said this. He said, forget the shame of your past. Forget the reproach of your widowhood. Isaiah 54. He said, now I'm doing a new thing in your life. He said, you won't seriously remember the dumb things that you've done because the new life that I have for you is going to be so over the top. You're like, it seemed like a dream. Did that really, really happen? So the next night he comes up on stage. Of course, if you were watching that, I jumped on him like a girl from The Bachelor. I just wrapped my legs around this big old man. And I'm like, wow, look at you. And we blessed his family and took him on a shopping spree and we blessed them. I said that to say this. A few days later, the little drummer over here that didn't have any money to buy a car was taking an Uber to church. I said, God's going to give him a car. A lady walks up on the stage and she says, hey, I got a Mustang convertible I want to give him. And I'm like, man, hey, Jalen, you want to trade? Because my car's not as nice as that car. And God blessed him. That was on a Tuesday night. On Saturday, this girl goes to Weldon Spring Campus. On Saturday, she comes to church and says, you won't believe this. I said, try me. She said, you know how you're talking about all prisoners being released? Yeah, 2020 being my year. She said, my brother is doing life in prison. It was just that he wasn't getting out of prison. And I gave that car to that little boy on Tuesday. And today, Saturday morning, I don't go to church here. I go on to Weldon on Sunday. But I had to come tonight and say, my brother called me. And they released him out of prison. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Unbelievable story. My point is in my life, that is listening on the inside. In your life, it is. Don't go on that sales call. Don't do business with that person. This is the right person. Does that make sense to you guys? Come on, raise your hand. All campuses, it makes sense to you. That's what you need to listen to. This week, I was in 2J's restaurant in Palm Beach, Florida. Went into the bathroom, came outside. Nicole's standing there, and the lady's getting ready to seat us. And when I was walking past the lady, I just said, hey, I know this sounds crazy. And believe me, I don't do this all the time. This probably happened this many times in my life. I go, you don't know me. I don't know you. But the Lord just spoke to me about you and said, it's not always going to be this way, that this is a year of turnaround for you, that God's getting ready to move things and maneuver things in your favor. And all the pressure that you're feeling right now is going to go away. And all of a sudden she kind of started tearing up and okay. She took us to our table. A couple minutes later, she came to the table. She said, I just have a couple questions. Who are you? You know, God, I just prayed this morning that God would help me. Because I'm going through a difficult situation. I said, no, this is your year. I said, Nicole, tell her what kind of year it's going to be. She said, well, my husband said that it's going to be a jubilee, that all prisoners are going to be released and all debts are going to be canceled and all property goes back to its original owner. She just starts bawling. She said, I just got out of prison for 11 years. I'm still on house arrest. And there was an inheritance that's supposed to come my way, but people are trying to fight me on it because my dad is gone now. But the will says that I could, but because of what I've done, I probably couldn't. And I was wondering if that property was going to go back to me. It was a supernatural sign this week in Palm Beach. God was speaking to her that all property is going back to its original owner, that she was released from prison. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. And I think she's there at West Palm today. Somebody ought to give God praise. I'm telling you, God is looking for people in this last day that'll go around just doing good, just enjoying your life, taking massive action. Now, as I close, check this out. First of all, I was thinking, man, don't say that. She's going to think you're crazy. But how many of y'all know she didn't think I was crazy? At the end, she knew it was God. Habakkuk 2, verse 1, it says, I will climb up to the watchtower now and wait and see what the Lord would say to me and how he will answer me. Verse 2 says, and then the Lord said to me, check this out, write my answer in large, clear letters on a tablet. That's what I'm on right now, an iPad tablet. And that the runner can read it and tell everyone. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. In other words, this isn't a magic pill. This isn't something that happens just instantaneously. This is a dream that I want you to write down really clear. There's a guy named Walt Disney. You probably give him $150 for a ticket. $20 for, you know, a hot dog, $100 for ears. Remember this guy, Walt Disney? He had an idea and he wrote it down on paper. It was a little mouse. And then he had the dream to take the little mouse to Florida. And he had a dream to, you know, do one in Disneyland. And he's from Missouri. And he began to talk to people, and the people said, "You'll never be able to do that. Amusement parks would never work. It is way too expensive. Your dream is way too grandiose. Forget it. Go back to your regular job." But he had written that goal down, and the vision was so real on the inside of him that he actually pulled that vision from the unseen part of his heart. And now you can actually go, especially the people in West Palm, 2.5 hours up 95. You will arrive at not only Epcot, but not only Disney World, not only MGM, not only all these other parks. And then now the whole city was raised up because of one man in this generation who said, "I'm going to live out my vision. I'm going to write it down, and I don't care what they say. I care what I say, and I will fulfill my dream. I will fulfill my vision." Come on, give God praise today. Write the vision. But again, we got to forget about the past. Everybody shout, "Forget about the past." Shout it again like you had breakfast. What?
Forget about the past.
Forget about the past. Let's read it together like all good Catholics do. Let's go. Ready? In the black church, they say, "Read." Ready? Do not remember the former things.
Nor pursue the things of old, and the old life of the remaining. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Come on. Is that meaning more now? And that comes from verse 2018 and 2019. It's over. Done. You tried to get the dog, but you got a bunny. And it wasn't a Playboy bunny. Come on, help me here. That was too much for church, wasn't it? Just too much. And then 19, didn't happen. Probably over. Look what I did. No, we're not focused on what you did wrong. We're focusing on what God did right. And now if you'll hook up what you're doing right with His doing right, it'll show up right. Somebody ought to help me in Florida today and all campus. Ferguson, Weldon. You'll take what the enemy meant for evil and you'll turn it for good. Well, one last guy who's a ball player. I think you might know this guy. I think his name's Magic Johnson. Anybody heard of that guy? Magic created magic, and he was out doing what he was doing. And on one particular game, he scored 50 of the 52 points that were scored. And that's where he got that name called Magic. But when he, check this out, when he was walking out that day, all of the other pro ball players' families were there in the hallway. And he looked, even though they all won, he looked in the family's eyes, and he could tell that the family was disappointed in him because their family members never got to play. If you read the story of Magic Johnson, he said that was the day that something clicked in his heart. And he realized that it wasn't just about him winning, it was about the team winning. And he wasn't just going to be a great player, that he was going to raise up other great players around him. And if for him to really win, he'd have to teach other people to win on the same level. And I'm here to tell you today, the church is just that. Jesus didn't want to just be the answer. He wanted to come alongside you and help you be the answer for other people and use the gifts and the talents that He's plugged inside of you and for you to express those things in 2020 and all the next 10 years to have banner years of the boldness of God. So I don't want you just to sit on the sidelines anymore, or I don't want you just to be the hero doing it alone. I want you to be in a small group. Today's the day that you need to go through Growth Track. All campuses have it today. Connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose, make a difference. West Palm, Ferguson, Weldon, our city, all those have rooms that you go in today, and it takes about 30 minutes, and you go in there, and you learn things about your personality. You learn how to hook up with God. This is the weekend to do that. Because remember, we all plan to do better tomorrow, and we probably would if we started today. I want everybody to stand with me as we pray together. God, we thank You for Your holy word today. We thank You that You work all things together for our good. God, I thank You that it was by divine orchestration that You brought everyone into this house today, online and all of our campuses. God, I know that there are no accidents, that like a domino, You tripped the domino so these people today could hear the word of the Lord. I rebuke Satan and his power today, and I decree and declare that this is the year of breakthrough. No more self-sabotage. That they're focused on where they're going to and not what they're going through. That greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. God, that no weapon formed against them would prosper. God, that they would be blessed, favored, anointed, qualified. No longer will they allow the enemy or the enemy or the enemy to actually self-sabotage. They're going to say stuff like, I'm strong, I'm capable, I'm blessed, I'm lovable, I'm married, I'm happy, I have all the resources that I need to do what I'm called to do. And I decree and declare this as their pastor today. May they be blessed in the name of the Father, the name of the Son.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.